Jake Spaulding back with you. We're continuing to talk Cobb basketball here on the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat, presented every single Thursday by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Now to talk about the guys, it's Matt Simmons, coach of the Perry LeCompton Cobbs. Coach, thanks for joining us once again. And the last time I talked to you, it was in preparation of some games, and now you guys have already played a handful of games. I just want to start with the Paola tournament. You guys go down to Paola, a real competitive tournament, and you guys do get one win out of that. Just tell me about that tournament and how it was. Can you guys prepared as the season is just getting underway?
Yeah, I mean, it's really good teams in there, and it's a lot of games in a short amount of time, super early in the year, and you find out a lot about yourself in a hurry. You know, it can go one way or the other. We played Wellsville, who's ranked in 3A and coming off a state championship win. A lot of those guys, you know, coming back with a ring on their finger and know how to play the right way. And we battled them, man. It was a single digit game the whole time, and no one ever really got up 10 or 12. It was just back and forth the whole way. And credit to them. You know, there's a reason why they won so much. They know how to win. They, you know, I think they made 12 or 14 free throws in the fourth quarter to seal the deal. And, you know, we were just fouling too much, fouled them quite a bit. And they shot 30 free throws in that game. And that's how that went. Lost that one by 8. And then Paola, you know, we're up two with 30 seconds to go, and kind of make a bonehead play, and there's a technical, and they get the ball back, go up one, we come down with a chance to win it, and kid made a heck of a play and blocked the shot, and so they walk away with that one with 3 points, and then we turned around and played really well against Fort Scott and got a win. So a lot to take away from that.
You know, there's not a whole lot of teams that play in early season tournaments as well as mid-season tournaments. When you guys are preparing for something like that, I feel like it's just good preparation, like you mentioned, to see where you're at that point in time. Did you see growth throughout that tournament in the three-game window in a short amount of time?
Yeah, I think we saw how to play through adversity. And, you know, last year it seemed like we won a lot of those close games. And this year it just hasn't gone our way. And the ball hadn't bounced our way, or we've made a mistake, or the other team's made a great play. And, you know, with our schedule, you know, if you're in games at the end, you know, you've done your job, and now we just got to find a way to win them.
Just walk me through this first home game that you guys had against Holton. This is a game that was nip and tuck throughout, but just tell me about what you saw on Tuesday night as you guys prepare for Riley County tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it kind of went hand in hand with, you know, we played 4 games in 7 days, and then you take the weekend and you get Monday to practice and turn around and play Holton, and we just haven't had a lot of preparation, and we're just going out and playing right now, and it was just another classic Perry versus Holton battle. And I mean, last year they came down to the wire, and when we went there, and then they came here and beat us literally a walk off at the buzzer, bank in. So we knew the rivalry is still there, and they've got a lot of really good pieces on that team. That's a really good team. They have a lot of big guys, a 6'9" kid, 6'5", and then 3 all elite kids back. So we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we went up early, and then they went on a run and scored 22 in the first quarter, which, you know, tipped the cap to them, and they just kind of held on to the lead for the whole game. And we came in within 2 in the fourth, and, you know, they made the plays down the stretch to win the game, and we didn't. And so we're sitting here, got to tighten everything up and prepare for Riley County on Friday.
Yeah, you guys got a game against Riley County tomorrow. When you're coming into this contest, before we get into the actual matchup, how's it feel to be at home again? It's only your second home game in 6 games early on in this season.
Yeah, I think it feels good to be home. You know, it's just a completely different routine when you're at home and you're in front of your home crowd. And hopefully we can kind of band together and give our crowd something to be proud of on Friday going into Christmas break. But, you know, Riley County is a team that I'm not very familiar with. It's, you know, all the other teams from the Mideast we've either seen somewhere in a sub-state or in a mid-season tournament or, you know, but Riley County seems to be kind of the furthest away and really not, I haven't really ever even seen them on the floor before. So I'm just kind of going off film, and we're preparing for a team of a lot of seniors that all, they're about 6'2", 6'3" guards that are really strong and athletic. And, you know, we haven't rebounded very well this year, so I think we're going to have to do a better job against Riley County.
Final game before the break. I've talked about it on my show on Friday nights about how, you know, the first few games before break are good to get kind of get your feet underneath you and everything, but the real season starts after break. How important is it for Christmas break to come right now and get the guys kind of a reset button and get some rest here heading into January?
Yeah, I think you said it. And, you know, kind of way the dates fall this year, it's, you got your moratorium that runs through the 27th, and you come back and you could do something on a Friday, Saturday. So, but a lot of people are still doing Christmas stuff on the 27th. So you're going to kind of get just a little bit of your roster. So everyone's going to kind of get almost an entire week off and a weekend. And then you come back that next week, and we're going to go every day, you know, for a couple hours, just really working on us and getting back into shape and working on some things that we need to work on. So I think it's good for both. We get a break, but then we get to come back and get together and really take, you know, 6-7 practices of some really good stuff leading into a tougher part of our schedule.
Yeah, your guys' schedule when you come back, you begin with at home against Donovan West, the Twin Valley League opponent, but then you get right into the Big East League, man, and you go to Nemaha, to St. Mary's, and then host Rossville before your midseason tournament. And so how important will that stretch be for you guys as this season continues to progress?
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot like, you know, how we've just started our season, which we can rely on moving forward is, hey, man, we've done this. We've played really good teams in a short amount of time, and every game is going to be a battle. And, you know, if you want to make a run in the postseason, you're going to have to beat teams that are as good and talented as St. Mary's and as talented as a Holton or, you know, all our Big East opponents. That's who you're going to see down the stretch for the most part. And so I'm just going to, you know, make sure we keep that point across that those teams we play every night, the teams you're going to have to beat later on if you want to make a run, which is the most important thing, is making that long postseason run.
No doubt about it. When the season gets to that midseason tournament time into the push to February, you want to be playing your best basketball, coach, and I know you guys are on that ascension right now. Well, good luck and good health to you against Riley County tomorrow, and then have a great break and Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again on January the 9th, my friend.
All right, same to you. Thanks.
All right, Coach Matt Simmons of the Perry LeCompton Cause. Again, the Call Locker Room Chat presented by High End Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.